Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I really tried. I tried to watch her whole speech. And first off, there was just no substance there. And, you know, Kamala Harris wants to force us to reduce our red meat consumption. I don't know about you guys, but I want meat on my plate for breakfast, for dinner. I need some meat there. You know, not just because, you know, I do Billings Last Diet and I'm trying to have the ideal amount of protein and, you know, and eat healthier. I want some meat on the plate. Same thing when it comes to, you know, a major convention speech for the president of the United States. I want some meat on the plate. We don't need all this fluffy, oh, look at my personal story. Everybody's got a story. We get it. What are you going to do for us, the American people? And there was no meat on the plate there. But then I just got to be honest with you. You know, I'm just going to tell you what I think here. And, you know, I know I should be like one of these pearl clutching, virtue signaling, holier than thou folks that you often find in politics, in the media. They always like to tell you what great people they are. And yeah, there's these holier than thou people on both sides of the aisle. You know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about here, right? But so I'm just going to tell you my honest opinion. I was trying to watch her speech. I was trying to listen to her speech. And I just got to be honest, her voice is just like grating. I mean, and I don't think it's just like the sound of her voice. It's just the way she talks to the people, the way she talks down to the American people, the way she just always sounds like she's lecturing us while she's, you know, eating her vegetarian meal. You know, that's just what it sounds like. I know I should be virtue signaling right now, but that's just my honest opinion. I tried to watch and listen to what she had to say, and it's just like, okay, I can't do this. Plus, we're going to have a bunch of sound bites that'll play throughout the morning. I've got some of them queued up, and then obviously when the Fox News updates air at the top and bottom of the hour, you'll hear the updates there as well. So plus we'd rather hear from President Trump anyway, right? We'd rather actually hear from a candidate who throws red meat out there on a daily basis, who actually focuses on what he's going to do for you, for the American people. Even in the post-speech analysis that you can find out there, they all talk about how, yeah, Kamala really didn't deliver much on policy. So all we know about what she will deliver on policy is the failures that are on display right now. The very failures that they themselves have been talking about at their own very weird Democrat convention, right? The failures, the inflation, the high price of everything. I mean, the fact that we are on the brink of World War III, even they have been hinting at that. Wait till you hear what Nancy Pelosi has to say and much more. On the Montana front, democracy. The Democrats always, democracy. Guess what the Democrats are doing? They're suing to get a Green Party candidate thrown off the ballot in Montana. That's their version of democracy. The shrieking and shrilling continues.
Securing America.
The USS Abraham Lincoln has arrived in the Middle East, joining the USS Teddy Roosevelt there, as the U.S. increases its force posture in the region, which Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says is
designed to improve U.S. force protection, increase support for the defense of Israel, and to ensure the United States is prepared to respond to a various range of contingencies.
And yes, Singh admits, threats issued by Iran have factored into the moves the Defense Department has made.
We've moved capabilities into the region that I think it's fair to say have gotten into the headspace of Iran and will influence their calculation on how and if they choose to respond.
Singh adds that increased military action is not what the Pentagon wants in the region.
We don't want to see that happen, but we have two carrier strike groups there, each, you know, with four destroyers. That sends a very powerful message of deterrence.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Hazy sunshine today with areas of showers and a few thunderstorms. High of 95. Tonight, areas of showers and a few storms possible. Low near 62, lots of sun on a Saturday. High near 94. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, slight chance of seeing a few showers. Low near 61, chance of rain on Sunday. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Hey, this is interesting. Do you guys know the song American Pie by Don McLean? I mean, it's a classic song, right? 1971 classic, American Pie. Well, Don McLean claims that his song American Pie predicted the, quote, woke bull, the woke BS culture. Don McLean claims that American Pie predicted the woke BS culture. That full story and much more, go to MontanaTalks.com. Better yet, get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I should probably just play the best audio of the day that we've got ready to roll for you. I should probably just play that first, because you know what happens? We start taking phone calls. We start reading your messages on the Montana Talks app. We're covering a whole bunch of ground before you know it. It's like, man, the best thing I had ready to go for our listeners today, I never got to it. So I want to get to that here first thing. First, though, before I get to that, let's do a little bit of a scene setter here. I thought this report from Fox News Radio kind of summed up the Kamala Harris speech. Based on all the coverage that I've seen, based on, you know, what I saw of the speech, I tried to watch as much of it as possible. I tried to do it. And there was just no there. There was no substance whatsoever.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign viewed this speech as an opportunity to reintroduce herself to the American public. So her remarks leaned heavily on her personal story. Harris cast herself as a vessel for a fresh start and in some cases expanding on some of the key initiatives of the president. She didn't delve into too many policy details, dedicating much of her time instead to prosecuting the case against a second Trump presidency. She mentioned him several times.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned him several times. Travis found it. Actually, I better go there. Okay, I'll get to the audio I was telling you about before, but Travis found it. This was on Fox and Friends. Was it on Fox and Friends first, or was it at Fox and Friends right after their 4 o'clock intro? Let's see.
Now compare that to Donald Trump, because I think everyone here knows he doesn't actually fight for the middle class. He doesn't actually fight for the middle class. Instead, he fights for himself and his billionaire friends. Donald Trump believes a border deal would hurt campaign. So he ordered his allies in Congress to kill the deal. This election is not only the most important of our lives, it is one of the most important in the life of our nation.
Okay, all right. So the montage I was thinking of is the one where she's like, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Like, I don't know how many times she mentioned Donald Trump in her speech last night. Again, she had no red meat, no substance in her own speech, but all she could talk about was Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, the failed border czar who's responsible for this invasion on our southern border. But the best audio of the day, where is it at here? Here we go. Jesse Waters, primetime, invades the DNC and confronts top Democrats and celebrities. This is a guy who was sidekicking with Jesse Waters at the DNC.
Madam Speaker,
hi.
How are you? Nice to meet you. Johnny from Fox. Should Kamala do a Fox debate?
No.
Why won't she do it?
Don't make
Beta
me laugh.
Fox?
But if she can't do
Fox,
if she can't do Fox, how is she going to face Putin?
I don't see any equivalence in that statement.
Sorry, we're gonna go.
I think
everybody.
That's a question.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody. We're gonna go.
Will you convince her to do it, Governor?
Maybe she will. Who knows?
Why won't Kamala do the Fox debate, Senator?
You know what?
Tell me.
Ask her.
We can't. She won't answer. Senator, if she can't do Fox, how is she going to face Putin?
Senator.
If they're pushing Biden out, how do we know they're not going to push Kamala out, too?
Who is they?
You, Pelosi.
Me? What the hell are you talking about?
Did you guys
about?
Do it?
What are you talking about?
Biden was pushed out.
By who?
By the Democrat Party.
No, I'm the Democratic Party.
I know. White dudes for Kamala.
Yes, yes.
All right, so what is Kamala's economic plan?
I'm supposed to state policy? Are you out of your mind?
Mayor Johnson, how's it going? Congratulations. It's a very secure convention. Why don't you do that for the South Side?
Excuse me, we're going to head into the inside.
Mayor?
You've got to get to an event.
Mayor,
you were at that Juneteenth event.
I was.
Did you sense something wrong with Joe Biden on that night?
No. Not at all. He was responding to Patti LaBelle's singing.
He wasn't responding at all.
No, he was responding.
Billy, you were like this, and he was like this.
He was not.
Governor, how are you?
The majority of Americans think the country's headed in the wrong direction. Why should we trust Kamala?
Excuse me.
Are you going to join our show?
I mean, you want me a full-time host with Jesse or something?
I mean, would you like to guess it?
We can do like the old Hannity show. Hannity and Combs.
Mr. Newsom, what is Kamala's economic policy?
What is her economic policy? You want me to answer that right now? You want me to lay it out? She just laid it out for you last week.
I want to talk about Laura Ingraham.
Oh, man. Anyway, there's a few more seconds of it, but it's just hysterical. Gavin Newsom, you want me to talk about her economic? He didn't even try to even say one thing about Kamala's crazy economic policy. And then I loved that part where Jesse Waters' sidekick there went and confronted the mayor of Chicago. Hey, Mr. Mayor, you got all this security here for the Democrat National Convention. How come the South Side of Chicago doesn't get this kind of security? And then you could hear the entourage of staffers, the entourage of overpaid staffers huddling around the mayor of Chicago. They sounded exactly like the entourage of overpaid staffers covering for liberal Senator John Tester. Oh, keep moving. Oh, no, he's busy. No, don't have time. No. Oh, sups, see you later. You know, they never want to answer any questions at all whatsoever, because all they have to do is go to their buddies in the liberal media and just get softballs the entire time. Which, by the way, liberal Senator John Tester finally popped up out of hiding. Told you about that event he did at the Wilma. Anyway, he had some press conference, they're calling it, down in the Bitterroot Valley. And it doesn't look like anybody even asked him any tough questions. I mean, other than like trying to ask him about whether or not he'll endorse Kamala Harris for president. You know the fake, phony, fraud John Tester is going to dodge that question. Why don't you ask him some tough questions about actual policy? You know, the red meat stuff that the Democrats want to ban.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, according to AgriPulse, legal experts and economists say it's still hard to tell how a federal ban on price gouging in the food industry would actually work. And they warn that price controls, such as those suggested by Vice President Kamala Harris, could come with some unintended consequences. Harris has vowed to pass the first ever federal ban on price gouging, adding that the plan will include new penalties for companies that exploit crisis and break the rules. Her economic plan also calls for the crackdown on unfair mergers and acquisitions and says she intends to support smaller businesses like grocery stores, meat processors, farmers and ranchers, so that those industries can become more competitive. Of course, the Justice Department's antitrust division has already set up an agriculture-focused team of enforcers in Chicago, and the USDA has also unveiled a series of Packers and Stockyards Act rulemakings aimed at preventing companies from engaging in retaliatory or discriminatory action against producers. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Will my combine make it through this field without another breakdown? Is that hailstorm going to miss us? Do we have enough on-farm storage to ride this abysmal market out a ways? Whatever thoughts are racing through your mind during harvest, know you're not alone. At Montana Grain Growers Association, we are farmers doing farm policy, but we're also being the best neighbors as possible. Montana Grain Growers members come together to provide ideas and fellowship that keep you growing. Learn more at mgga.org.
In some regional news this morning, on Thursday, the Bureau of Land Management publicly released their proposed resource management plan and final environmental impact statement for their Rock Springs field office. Now, the plan outlines how the BLM will manage 3.6 million acres of federal land there in southwest Wyoming. Upon the release, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon said in a statement, not surprisingly, the final environmental impact statement for the proposed Rock Springs RMP doesn't meet Wyoming's expectations of durable and multiple use of public lands. In fact, one quarter of the field office, he said, remains slated for area of critical environmental concern designation. And he said the state of Wyoming will be filing protests where their comments were disregarded. And finally this morning, a federal appeals court this week, according to DTN, ruled that a Nebraska farmer sentenced to prison time for bank fraud will have to pay a court-ordered $5.1 million in restitution to Great Western Bank after George Lykos of Gearing alleged on appeal that the restitution amount was inaccurate. Now, Great Western Bank, which was acquired by First Interstate Bank, was a banking corporation with locations in Iowa, Colorado, South Dakota, and Nebraska. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Low T. Hey, Low T. Is that like the new running back for the Denver Broncos or something? I don't know. I'm not up to speed on what all's been happening in the NFL of late here. Low T. Oh, low testosterone. Apparently, that is what Dana Bash was talking about at the CNN coverage of the Democrat National Convention. Tristan Justice at TheFederalist.com has this. Dana Bash admits that Democrats are the party of low-T beta males. Dana Bash characterized Democrats as an estrogen-fueled political movement uncomfortable with traditional respect for masculinity. Oh, man. Before I play that soundbite for you here, Bob in Lewistown sent us a message. I don't think I got a chance to share on the show yesterday. Aaron, seriously, Bob in Lewistown really wanted me to share this message with you. Seriously, look up studies that find that low testosterone voters are liberal. High testosterone voters are more likely to vote conservative. Is that where the back hair comes from, Bob? Democrats are trying their best to create more trans or gay voters. See why the FDA wants to control NMN. What's NMN? I'm not familiar with that one there. Or other testosterone-increasing supplements, making them prescription only. So the Democrats are trying to create more low-T males, according to Bob in Lewistown. Anyway, here's Dana, not Dana.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC.
Oh, I thought the Hulk Hogan. I didn't even like watching WWF when I was a kid. I thought it was kind of a joke. I mean, even my uncle Big Dave, he'd be like, "Oh, that isn't real. That's not real." Of course, he was the heavyweight state champ wrestling as a Glasgow Scotty back in the 80s. But he's like, yeah, that wrestling name. But even as somebody who didn't, like watching WWF as a kid, I thought Hulk Hogan was hilarious. I thought he was entertaining. I thought it was great. But what Dana Bash is saying is there as well, if you're one of those wimpy guys that doesn't like carrying guns, guns are scary. The Democrat Party is the party for you. This is another opportunity to say, did you hear that one, Butte, America? To our good friends in Butte that for some reason are still voting for the Democrat Party, even though you're not low T. You're not low T, and you actually support mining jobs. Go by one of these John Tester events. Hey, what's up, low T? Low T, all the low T guys out there supporting liberal Senator John Tester. Let's see. Let me do an update on this story. I think I mentioned this one in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, either yesterday or the day before. I told you how. It must have been the 7 o'clock hour because David was Noble was with us. David and I were talking about how the liberals in Bozeman want to ban plastic bags. They want to ban not just plastic bags, like for groceries. They want to ban apparently a whole host of single-use plastics. And we were talking about the fact that, yeah, that some of the same liberals who, you know, wanted to ban paper bags because they hate the timber industry and they don't like renewable resources. Well, those same environmentalists are the ones who brought you the plastic bags. Now they want to ban plastic bags. But anyway, we told you how the signature collection effort, they were trying to gather, these environmental wackos were trying to gather signatures to put a ban on plastic on the ballot in Bozeman, but they failed. They didn't get enough signatures. But don't worry, because the city of Bozeman, the liberal. This is Gallatin County here as well. Bozeman city attorney. But anyway, the city of Bozeman, they have figured out a way to take a very bad idea right out of the trash can and say, oh no, let's put this on the ballot. So the liberal Montana Free Press has this report. Ban on single-use plastics follows tumultuous path to Bozeman ballot. The city and election officials for Gallatin County have settled a lawsuit with initiative organizers, clearing the way for a November vote. So this radical outfit, the Cottonwood Environmental Law Center, they're very good at lining their own pockets with absurd lawsuits. So they didn't get enough signatures to get this on the ballot. So instead, what do? They sue the city of Bozeman and they sue the county elections office, apparently, here. Looks like the quick read on the story. And they're going to get their way thanks to sue and settle. Sue and settle. This is what these radical environmental groups do all the time. They've been notorious at this. This is how they've blocked a whole bunch of forest health initiatives, timber projects, timber sales, et cetera, is, you know, sometimes they'll sue and then the liberal judge will okay, here you go. They'll rule on their behalf and then give the environmental group a bunch of your money. The other way they collude with the deep state is sue and settle. They sue and then they get some deep state, you know, environmental wacko inside the Forest Service to say, oh, you tied my hand behind my back. Okay, we'll settle. They get their way and they get your money. Looks like the city of Bozeman is following down the same path as the wacko environmental groups in the deep state.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is leaning into a rather unexpected issue this week, sending out a letter to the state school leaders asking him to ban cell phones in the classroom. While there are school districts that have already had cell phone restrictions and even use lockers or other places for students to leave their phones, rule enforcement is varied and not all districts have taken the step. In a letter sent Thursday, the governor urged all schools to be cell phone free to avoid distractions to learning. Missoula's urban foresters say the city is already identifying more than 400 damaged public trees that will have to be removed after last month's severe thunderstorm. And that's with just 11% of the city surveyed. Morgan Valiant of the Ecosystem Services Division says the number is likely to be hundreds higher.
We won't really know the full extent of tree loss until we're months from now. Although we've been recording it and keeping track, I mean, we've not had a chance to really count the number of trees that came down in that initial event. We're really focused now on just alleviating and getting those hazards out of our public spaces.
Another 1,500 trees have hangers or dangling limbs and branches. The city says the cleanup and restoration could take more than a year. Health officials in Yellowstone County warning swimmers to take precautions after the largest crypto illness outbreak in more than a decade. Riverstone Health in Billings says they've run across 26 cases of the diarrhea-causing illness already this summer, with an additional 29 linked cases. They advise not swimming if you have symptoms and making sure you wash your hands or shower if using a public pool. Another historic Montana bridge is having problems. A routine inspection by the Montana Department of Transportation shows the old Blankenship Bridge near Corum can't safely handle heavy loads. Flathead County is imposing a 5-ton weight limit. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Hey, well, this is really cool. You know, we take your phone calls. Anybody can call in on the show. And then, but this is really cool. Richard in Bozeman, Richard from Bozeman actually dropped into our studios here. And I told you about Richard. He gave us permission to share a little bit about his story. I told you about Richard. I've been traveling the state doing these Americans for Prosperity Montana events at restaurants, cafes, grocery stores. In fact, I'll be in Havre tomorrow at the IGA around noon. We'll be in Big Sandy at the Mint Bar from about 4:30 to 6:30. Then we'll be at the Fusion Fights in Havre. Then we'll be at Char's, a great breakfast spot on Sunday morning in Havre. So spread the word to our Havre friends. But anyway, we've been traveling the whole state. Well, I was in Helena, and it was on the eve of the Jimmy Fallon comedy show in Helena. You know Jimmy Fallon from Fox News, a stand-up comedian, former New York City cab driver. And we did this great event out at Bob's Valley Market, north of Helena there, right before Easter Sunday, and it was great. I think we handed out like 300 gift cards at that event and got to meet so many great people. But Richard showed up and said, hey, I'm actually in town for the Jimmy Fallon comedy show, and heard you were going to be here at Bob's Valley Market, so he and his wife both dropped by. Richard, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good to see you. So yeah. you told me back then, I can't remember, what were you, 60 pounds down back then? You told me.
Yeah, about 60, I think.
About 60 pounds down. So this was really cool. So I end up talking with Richard and his wife, and he said, yeah, I heard you talking about this Billings Last Diet program. And so, in that they had a remote option now, so where people, even if you don't live in Billings, if you live in, Butte or Kalispell or Bozeman or wherever, you can do the program that I did remotely. You did it, and you said, I'm already down 60 pounds. And your wife, it was so cool, she told me that you know, your knees had always hurt. So you wouldn't even go on walks with your wife because it just hurt too much. And she told me, he's going on walks with me now. And so that was so cool.
Yeah. I came here. We're here for a couple of days and had our graduation class thing yesterday. And so I saw Dr. Williams yesterday. And, I made a goal of 100 pounds, so I dropped that. I'm a little bit more than that now that I'm off the program, but I'm stabilized pretty well, and things are going good. Yeah, I drive a truck for a gravel truck for a living, and so climbing in and out of that thing was just really difficult. And now I could just hop in and out, and no problems at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's huge. Yeah, no, that's so great. So you had your graduation, you completed, you hit your goal, 100 pounds, over 100 pounds is what you lost through Billings' last diet. That's incredible. Now, I remember when I did my graduation, you know, because I kind of piled on the pounds after I got home from my last deployment, they have you put on that weight vest. And for me, the 33 pounds that I needed to lose, it felt like putting my body armor back on with ammo, 9mm, everything attached to it. You know, it was like, oh, man, I can't believe I was carrying this rucksack around on my belly, basically, and everywhere else. You didn't have to put on a 100-pound weight vest, did you?
No, didn't do a 100-pound, but he did put the 44-pounder on. That was kind of a piece of cake, actually. I didn't hardly even notice it, but I could definitely tell the difference in my knees. That was the big thing. In fact, my wife and I were celebrating our birthday this weekend, so we're kind of combining this whole trip thing, and so we're going to head out to Pompeii Pillar today and check that out. She's always wanted to see it, so we're going to be able to go hiking out there even. So
yeah, yeah. You can get all those hikes that maybe you couldn't have done before. You're thinking, now let's go do it. Let's go see some things we haven't seen before. You've been driving past Pompeii's Pillar how many times back and forth from Miles City to Bozeman?
Probably 100 times at least. But
and never stopped in and seen it before.
Yeah, we have relatives back there, so yeah, definitely.
That's great. Well, and I can imagine, too, you know, you talk about driving a truck, and man, it can be tough because when you're busy and when you're driving and you're sitting that long, it's really easy to just pick up junk food and then you pile on more pounds, and then getting in and out of there, it hurts. And so, that's what I love about Billings' Last Diet is that, like, you learn what you can eat, and you can take these protein snacks with you on the road. You save money. It's a quick snack. You can have it right in the cab next to you, and you can grab and go, save money, eat healthier, and feel better at the same time.
Yeah. That's, you know, the big thing is just making sure you get those vegetables in a day, because that helps to keep things balanced out correctly. And, you know, kind of got into the routine now. So, it's been able to, like I said, stabilize it, and I kept it off for the most part. And as he said yesterday, I got to make a year here, keeping it off, and then you're officially made it through. But
that's great. Well, yeah. That's where those monthly check-ins, that's what's helped me, is I do a once-a-month check-in, and I'll do a tune-up about once or twice a year. Like, I'm in the middle of a tune-up right now, so... Yeah. So, you know, burn 4 pounds of fat just in that first week of the tune-up, and, you know, getting ready to go to a wedding here for a family member soon. So I thought, great time to do a tune-up here at the end of the summer. Well, Richard, thanks for dropping in. Great to see you, and congratulations, my friend. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right. Let's see. More coverage from the Democrat National Convention. I love what Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends has been doing. He's been getting out of the convention, outside of the security perimeter, outside of the walls that the Democrats have set up to protect themselves from their own voters or from other Americans, right? And he's gone down to places like the South Side of Chicago. He's going in to black barbershops and just having conversations with voters about the elections, about Kamala Harris, about Donald Trump. Fascinating insight. Here you go. This was the Daily Caller featured this. This is from Fox and Friends. And then Lawrence Jones actually speaks with President Trump as well. Oh, let me see if I got it queued up for you here. Hold on. It should be going.
So, Mr. President, let's talk about Chicago. You brought it up. I had the opportunity. I've been going all over Chicago for years now, but I went to a barbershop, and there was a lot of people there. They talked about you. They talked about Kamala Harris stealing the tip plan from you. They say they're open. This is a little bit from the folks that I talked to. Watch.
We've been doing these barbershop tours since 2003, and it's really enlightening to hear individuals start to change their political direction. I think it's time that blacks in general need to boost our political IQ. Stop being blindly faithful to a one-party system that doesn't work for us. So I've always liked Donald Trump. You know, he was an icon for years in our community. And all of a sudden now he's this big Klansman.
What changed?
I think the powers that be saw his potential in our community. If somebody, the Republicans started to come and really communicate in these communities, they'll come to barbershops and they'll start to see. We're talking the same language, but they don't know how to communicate. So they'd rather not do it.
So, Mr. President, he says that you got to directly communicate to the voters. Would you be on the ground at barbershops, local communities, talking about the issues that matter to them?
And I am going to be doing that. I like that guy, and I like those people. And I watched yesterday as you did it. You are doing fantastically, by the way. I watched yesterday as you did the interviews. Those are great people. Those are people who just want safety. They don't want much. He wants to run his barbershop. The people that are getting the haircut, I was thinking about maybe going there myself because I like to work. Maybe they can make my hair look better. I'd pay a lot of money for that haircut. They can make my hair look better. But, you know, honestly, those are great people. Those are hardworking people. They're strong. They're tough. And they know they're being conned by the Democrats. You have a corrupt political system in Chicago. Look at your governor. The governor's an incompetent guy. He was thrown out of the family business. He was high-end hotels. I was partners with him years ago. Family very well. They threw him out because they didn't want him in the business. He ends up being governor. He has money. He ends up being governor. He's incompetent.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was President Trump. By the way, that governor of Illinois, Patrick Webb, documented this. Patrick Webb actually works for the Montana Family Foundation now. And in fact, coming up after the break, we should have the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation. I don't know if it's come in yet or not, but we should have that for you after the break. But Patrick Webb documented that, you know, this radical abortion initiative, CI-128, that's going to be on the ballot now. I think over $1 million of the funding for that effort came from J.B. Pritzker. You hate to describe people this way, but he really is just this nasty governor of Illinois and just this far left. I don't know if you've ever seen a photo of this guy. I mean, just, you know, the corrupt, crooked governor of Illinois. He is the one who funded over, his family funded over $1 million towards this radical abortion initiative, CI-128, that may be about more than even just abortion, as we've been hearing some more questions being raised about that initiative. All right, so we'll check and see if we have that legislative update. We'll roll it for you after this. If not, man, we got a whole bunch more content ready to roll for you. By the way, I was mentioning Billings Last Diet. Richard talked about losing 100 pounds. You can, too. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give him a call later today, 294-6751.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He co-sponsored this Medicare for All bill, universal health care bill, with Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate. And now her campaign says, we don't know because she doesn't talk to anybody. And now they're saying, well, no, she doesn't support that anymore. He also called for an elimination of all private health insurance. Wow. We know that she has been bragging about Bidenomics. We know she lied about inflation, and it's only transitory. He was praising Bidenomics up until recently. I played that on TV last night. We played it on this radio show. Her own words and Tim Walz's own words are devastating to them if the American people only know about it. And this is now becoming a big problem.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Mazda.com. Nobody beats a Bob Smith deal. Nobody.
We cover so many topics. We cover so much ground, especially when it comes to the important issues of the day, that I'll get a lot of people that'll say, well, Aaron, what can I do about it? What can we do about it? Especially in a big election year like 2024. I'll tell you what, if that's you, you have got to tune in to Friday's Montana Talks. We're going to have an incredible guest. John Graves is the CEO of Million Voices.
Rocking Montana since 2016.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we didn't get the update in yet, but that's okay. We can play it later in the day or even next week. So many big things to talk about, of course, from the Montana Family Foundation front. Yeah, I mentioned, you know, the funding and the out-of-state radical leftists that are funding these this ballot initiative, the not just the one, this radical abortion initiative, but also, you know, the funding of the effort to install this rank choice voting. That's going to be on the Montana ballot now, that rank choice voting, which is just rank. They are trying to screw with our elections in so many different ways. I sure hope the Montana voters reject that effort. Let's see some of the messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Kelly in Glasgow was watching the Democrat National Convention last night and, around 9:10 p.m. our time. Democracy, democracy. Yeah, they were shrieking and shrilling democracy again. And another reminder, the Democrat Party in Montana is suing to kick the Green Party candidate off the ballot. Now, they're not suing to kick this phony libertarian candidate off the ballot, but they're just suing to kick the Green Party candidate off the ballot because they're doing everything. Because, see, they want a libertarian candidate on the ballot because they hope that a libertarian steals votes from the Republican. But they don't want a Green Party candidate on the ballot because they're afraid that the Green Party candidate would steal votes from liberal Senator John Tester. So in the name of democracy, the Democrats are trying to boot the Green Party candidate off the ballot. Kelly in Glasgow summed up the DNC last night. Yep, everything is still all Trump's fault. They could fix stuff right now, but Kamala promises to fix things when she's elected. Lies, 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 and the fake media is gushing. Chuck Schumer was loving it. Where was Tester? Where was Tester? Yeah, that phony, he is such a coward. John Tester said yesterday to the Missoula Press that he won't endorse Kamala Harris because he's trying to keep the national issues out of his race. I mean, he basically stated the obvious that he doesn't want to tell people where he stands. He is lying and hiding from the voters. And so that's why he is not endorsing Kamala Harris. By the way, speaking of Kamala Harris, Travis found the montage from Fox and Friends at about 4:05 this morning. Again, she couldn't deliver her own policy agenda. She couldn't talk about her own policies. It was all about hating Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
Who should we vote for? Who are we supposed to vote for this November?
Donald Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, 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 Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
I'm laughing because our friend George Blackard in the house here for Freedom Friday, he's got a nice red hat on. What does that red hat say? Oh, Well, of course it says make America great again. Of course that's what his nice red hat says.
Taking sides.
He's taking sides. That's right. Well, you got to take a stand, right, at some point, right? a listener in Lakeside, Montana, messaged us yesterday. Why is John Tester hanging out in Missoula in the middle of August? I thought he would have farm work to do. Oh, no, no, no. He only has work to do on the farm when he's dodging questions from you. When he wants to slob around with his celebrities in Missoula, he always has time for them. Tim and Savage messaged us here. One of those sound bites that you played earlier epitomized the Kamala campaign. You want me to talk policy? The only policy is orange man bad. Orange man bet, that only policy of Democrat National Convention. All right, George Blackard in the House for Freedom Friday coming up right after this Fox News update at the top of the hour. We take your phone calls. You can message us on the Montana Talks app as well.